This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wall Street got hammered, positively walloped, on fears of slowing global economic growth. Bad though they were, the losses today were a far cry from the depths of the financial crisis, which, as it happens, was on trial today in a Washington, D.C. courtroom. AIG's former CEO, you remember AIG, yes, the big insurance company bailed out to the tune of $85 billion. The company's former CEO is saying that the terms of the bailout were unfair and that, in fact, the government owes AIG money. Former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was on the witness stand today, and Sally Herships reports what this case uncovers could change the narrative of a big part of the crisis.
Lawsuits are all about getting to the bottom of things.
Well, there have been a lot of studies of the financial crisis, but do we really know what happened?
James Angel says not really. He teaches finance at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business. He says this lawsuit could reveal new details about the financial crisis, the facts we don't know, and the Watergate question, what the Fed knew and when it knew it. Sounds exciting, but John Coffey, director of Columbia Law School's Center on Corporate Governance, isn't so sure.
I don't think you're going to learn dramatically new information. You may hear snippets, emails, anecdotes that support both sides.
Coffey says there are two opposing points of view on how the government handled AIG's bailout.
One side said it was done to prevent financial contagion and panic. The other side says it was done to achieve a backdoor bailout of large banks that you wouldn't have dared fund directly and publicly.
Coffey's opinion, the court won't decide to oversee or restrain financial regulators. He says those new regulations already exist, thanks to Dodd-Frank. But Georgetown's Angel disagrees.
If the evidence that comes out in the case shows that there was a big misfire at the Fed, then Congress may react and change the way the Fed operates.
Angel says public reaction to government bailouts was so negative that when Congress passed Dodd-Frank, it reduced the Fed's ability to act. And new restrictions could be key in a future crisis. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.